lost. How about forever with you?
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We were speaking last week about what to do when the pressure is on. How many of you have ever experienced pressure? I mean, if you haven't experienced pressures, then I don't know, you're living in some kind of a bubble somewhere. Everybody experiences pressure. In actual fact, Jesus said you would. Especially if you're the children of God. He said you will face certain persecutions in your life. And as long as it's persecution for the sake of the word, I'm okay with it. But if it's persecution for my stupidity, I'm not in favor of that. You understand? You can do things. You got to understand, we are free to make choices. But once we've made the choice, the decision's been made, and we do what we chose to do, the consequences are no longer mine to control. I can control my choice, but I can't control the consequences that follow. Amen. And so if I'm being persecuted for the word's sake, good and fine, because that means I'm doing something for the kingdom. But I'm always going to be victorious even while I'm being persecuted. How many of you know that's true? And so 1 Peter 5:7, we looked at that last week, and we understand the scripture very clearly. He says, casting all your care upon him. That's upon Jesus. Why? For he cares for you. Then we read it from the Voice translation. And it says, since God cares for you, let him carry all your burdens and worries. Let him carry all your burdens and worries. And that's why when the pressure comes, it's a burden, it's a worry, it's a concern. Give it to God. We spoke about that. I'd only go back into it if you didn't see it. Or hear it, you're welcome to go on the internet, watch it online, traditionworshipcenter.com, and you can watch the part one, and you'll see what we're speaking about. Then the Passion Translation said, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he tenderly cares for you. And the problem is what happens, we get so full of so many problems and different cares in the world, we give it in, we take it back, we give it in, we take it back, we give it in, we take it back, just like a yo-yo Christian, yin-yong, yin-yong, amen? We give and take. No, stop doing that. Give it to him. Leave it with him. Amen. Why can I leave it with him? Because he's able, he's capable, he's willing, and he'll do it. Amen. Amen. So give it to God and leave it on God. So he said there were four things I wanted you to do that would help us in our walk when there's pressure on our life. And right now, 2020 is a good time to exercise how to get out of pressure. Amen. Because, I mean, you look around you. You look at what's taking place. You look at your bank balances. I mean, it could be a host of things. There is pressure. There is pressure. People are losing their businesses, their livelihood. There's riots. There's so many different things, elections. And there's just, it seems like it's just chaos, never ending. But Jesus said, these are the signs of the times where we're going right now. He said, listen, you can discern the sun and the times when it's summer and winter and autumn and fall, but you can't discern the times of the world, what's taking place. He's given us signposts. There are signposts. He said, signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the word. And a sign, if I'm on the 95 and it says, come off here to go to Gatlin, that's a sign telling me what to do. Well, the word of God is full of signs. And if we stick to the word of God, we will stay in the middle of the lane. If you don't stick to the word of God and you go by opinions and feelings and emotions, and if you go by the news, you might end up off the road in a big ditch. Can you say amen? So we've got to get our focus somewhere else. And we said the first two was keep your focus on God. Everyone say, keep your focus on God. And then the second one was focus on your potential in God, who you are in Christ. Focus on that, your potential in God, and then you'll be able to get above the circumstances rather than buried by the circumstances. Amen. And then the third one we're going to look at today is focus on what God is saying. Everyone say, focus what God is saying. Well, is God saying? Yes, He is. And I'm going to tell you about that right now. And so, have you ever been talking to someone and you realized that they weren't listening to you? Or does it only happen to me? Or someone's been talking to you and they got halfway through their conversation, you think, what? What did they say? Your mind is somewhere else. Is that correct? We can all go into situations like that where our mind is not there. Although we think they're listening, sometimes their mind is someplace else. And so God is talking all the time. But the question is, are you listening? God is talking, even now. He's talking through me this morning, but He might be talking something different to you about what I'm saying. Now, it'll line up with the Word, but He might be showing you an area that I don't know you're facing, and He might be doing some work in you individually. We can all hear the same Word, and God can give us a different Word for each and every one of us that's pertinent to our own life. That's the beauty of God. He's not limited. He can do that. He can actually do it, that every one of us here today can receive a specific word about our own life from God. Amen. Amen. From what I'm saying today. Isaiah 55, go with me to Isaiah 55. And we're looking at verse 3. Look at what God said to Isaiah. He said, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. Incline your ear unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Incline your ear. What does incline your ear mean? Have you ever seen when someone wants to hear something and they can't hear it quite clearly and they lean forward? That's inclining your ear. You see, right now, we know that there are frequencies in this room. There are different languages being spoken right now in this room. We know that, right? Chinese, Lebanese, Greek, even Greek. I say that because we've got Greeks in the front row. But Greek and Spanish and Portuguese, there's all different languages that are flowing through these airwaves right now. All I need is a receiver and tune to what particular voice or language I want to hear. Right now, I can do it right now. Tune in and I can listen to Russian if I want. I can listen to South African, Afrikaans speaking. I can listen to anything. Well, I've got to tune in. I've got to incline my ear to hear the language I want to hear. And the problem is too many of us have inclined our ears to CNN. And even Fox. And even ABC. And NBC. And QYXZ. We've all inclined our ears to something. But the most important place to incline, stretch out, lean forward to hear is the Word of God. God is speaking and He's speaking to you. Say, God is speaking to me. Nonstop. Well, how can He do that? Well, He's everywhere at all times, but the Holy Spirit lives within us. And God speaks to us through His Spirit, through our spirit man. And so we can hear God. But the main way, I want you to get this now, the main way that God speaks to His children, the main way is through His written Logos word. And if you hear a word from God in the spirit realm, make sure it lines up with the Logos word. You know, there have been religions that have been formed from a word that wasn't from the Logos. It was, they thought a revelation. An angel came and told them, Joseph Smith, start this religion. And the Apostle Paul said, if anybody preaches anything, even if an angel preached anything different than the gospel we are preaching, let him be accursed. So you've got to always make sure that what you're hearing in the spirit realm is what God's saying in the written word. Now I want to add this. The written word is called the Logos, L-O-G-O-S. And that is the written word. Now we're all looking for revelation. You know, I believe it's in Proverbs 29:18, one of those two, where he says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But if you look for the vision, and I'm sure the apostle will bear this out, if you're looking for the vision of seeing this way, he's actually saying, if you study it out in different translations and in the Strong Concordance, he says, where there is no revelation, the people perish. It's revelation. I cannot get revelation of the Logos word unless I got the Logos inside of me. So if I got the word inside of me that God's stripes have healed me, and I don't, if I haven't got it there, I can't get the revelation, I'm healed. But if I've got it deep inside of me and I'm believing it and I've chosen to act on it, the revelation will come and boom, it'll open up all kinds of things for me. So my people, he says, listen, he says, where there is no vision or where there is no revelation, the people perish. So we need to hear God, we need to know the word, and then pray for the Rhema word. The Rhema word is taking the Logos word and making it alive. So the Rhema is the revelation of the Logos in my life. And if I don't know the Logos, how will I even know if it's a Rhema? How will I know that there's a revelation? How will I know when I've reached the point where I need to do something different? So I need to get the Logos into my life, and then the Rhema can come. Can you say amen? Amen. And so when pressure comes to us, is the first place we run to the Bible? Now you got to locate you. I've already located me. And I've still got some work to do. How about you? Amen. It's not always the first place we run to is the Bible. Instead of running to the throne, we're often running to the phone. Is that correct? To tell all and sundry about what you're facing. And God said, that's the wrong thing to do. He said, you're saying about the mountain, and I said, you say to the mountain. Amen. And so when you're under great pressure, we've got to make sure that we put our focus, instead of on the problem, the solution of what God says. Is there a solution for everything in the Bible? Absolutely. Every single problem you will ever face, there is a solution for that problem. Everyone. In fact, one solution, one name is the solution for everything. Jesus. Jesus is the solution. I can do all things in Christ. Thanks be to God, always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. He took away my sin, nailing it to his cross and blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was contrary, was against me. In Christ. Jesus is the answer. And we need to get that to the world. I told you I play golf, and I got golf balls. And on the golf ball, I got John 3:3, and underneath it, I got Romans 10:9-10, and then underneath it, I got just do it. I have. I get it done for free, actually, the printing on, and it's in bold red. So when I lose a golf ball, I'm still witnessing. So I don't feel so bad to lose a ball anymore. But it works. That's what I've done. And in fact, sometimes what I do is I use it as a training thing, because I meet people on the golf course all the time and I say, I want to give you a brand new golf ball. They say, really? I say, yeah, it's a Pro V1. That's a Titleist, the most expensive, best one you can get. It's a Pro V1. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, sure, I'll give it to you. And they say, what's this? I say, I don't know. Just check it out when you get home. I'm witnessing on the golf course. Amen. We got to hear God and do what God tells us to do. So God told me to put that on a golf ball. I wouldn't have thought of that. God told me that. How did I hear? I inclined my ear. And let me tell you something about God. The good thing about hearing from God is it gets easier.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthiness Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, The Courage to Be Different. It's okay not to fit in with everyone in today's society. In fact, the Bible is full of people who refuse to follow the crowd.